Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Come to my island with me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Life is so happy and free. Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to warmly welcome you to Let's Talk Healing. We are pleased for you to join us and hope that this program can help you start your healing journey and answer any questions that you may be stopping or holding you back from getting access to these tools. Now, Atana, he's a healer. I would call him the Lone Ranger of healers, a healer of sorts. He has paved the way in creating a support system that now you can have access to his methods, the Atana method. You can go to his website, you can go to YouTube, but right now we have the pleasure of picking his brain and helping you self-sustain, self-empower, and get the better life you deserve. So, Atana, for beginners out there, what advice would you give them to start off? A roadmap, if you will.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, first of all, I'm so grateful, and I'm happy to be supporting and giving access to these tools for everyone who is open and willing to work on themselves, activate their self-healing, and really get back into their self-empowerment. You know, often people say, well, Atana this, Atana that, but ultimately my work is really to empower you to take command back, so to speak, of your spaceship, of your car, of your boat, whatever it is that you're driving, including your life. And My work is really to empower you, claim your power, also claim the other aspects that are not so easy to take, like responsibility, like taking back the responsibility, and also at the same time taking back your power. Now, how you find it, first of all, please make sure that you look me up on YouTube. On my website, Atana Method, listen to this radio show, because we have many, many new topics that are coming in. We have with Saber, we have you, we have Anna constantly bringing in new ideas and new topics with me together, so that we can really address and embrace all the questions that people could have asked us from the outside, you know, and from different positions. Now, you can find me on my website, Atana Method, and you can look up the complex work that I'm already did and prepared, so that you can literally save yourself a lot of time. I had to literally find my own way, my own path here, and it took me, I'm now 50 years old, it took me about 3 years ago, where I could say, well, I think I can comfortably start this transformational process. And last year, I brought up more tools, like including the Prosperity Healing Mantras, the Sacred Inner Dialogue book, the Atana Method classes, completely down pat, where you can become a teacher for this modality yourself, where you're not stuck with, like, what does Atana say, what does Atana want? No, it's what you want, what you say, what you feel, and what you need to be doing in your purpose for yourself in your life. But I'm here to support you, get your power back from whoever took it from you, to whomever you gave it to, from whoever tried to suppress your life force. So what I'm doing is I'm just humbly really supporting you to take your power back.
Opening yourself up and being transparent. So for somebody like myself, Atana, as a beginner, going to the website. Now, prior to getting there, I guess would be my question, Is there anything that I can be doing differently? Any lifestyle choices? Any eating choices? Is there anything I need to do to get myself either mentally, physically ready to begin this transformation?
Yes, yes. That's a very good question. I would definitely start with a really powerful, good attitude of wanting and knowing that you're going to get there, however difficult the way may look. Because at this time, at this point, everybody is depressed one way or the other. So you have to have a good attitude. Everybody is stressed, more or less. Have this attitude that you're going to get there, whatever it takes. Have the patience. That's your first step. Have that patience where you say, you know what, it might not immediately work out, but I can improve as I go. And if you really look at your life, everything that you're experiencing is by habit. You have experienced the energies that you're experiencing right now more often than once or twice or 10 times in your life, and they keep on repeating. So get used to use that repetition power to utilize in your perseverance to learn the Atana method. Start your breathing techniques with the mantras that I'm giving you. You can start breathing right. You can then start
And what
learning.
Is the mantra? I hate to interrupt there, but from someone coming from the outside, I have heard that a few times, but I have no idea what a mantra is.
Yeah. A mantra is basically a tool that where you repeat like an affirmation, a word. These words or power phrases have a frequency. That frequency and vibration activates your system to literally like an antenna receive a specific intention back from God or the universe. And when you, these prosperity healing mantras, they're geared towards prosperity. They are actually activating the way how I'm teaching them to chant them, to sing them. You basically activating to the different sound and frequency and how you activate your breath and your tongue, touching the upper palate as you sing and recite the mantra. It activates the pineal and the pituitary gland, whose are really important. The pituitary gland is the master gland. It controls all the other glands. And if you know about energy work, the energy work, the chakras, are related to all major glands. If you balance the mantras, if you balance the glands, guess what's happening? You're balancing your energy field. And when you balance your energy field, you're balancing your life.
When somebody like me would go to your website or YouTube, if I really don't recognize which chakras are out of balance or where I should start, maybe there's so much chaos in my life, I really just need to, I'm confused at where to start. Do you have this in segments that, I'd like to work on prosperity, I like to work on stress, and I go, I want to start with here. Do you have any recommendations for where we should start first?
Yes, I would start with the book Sacred Inner Dialogue. Start with the book Sacred Inner Dialogue, and that book you can get in Amazon or you can get it in iTunes or basically everywhere, even where you can download the audiobook. You can get it as a book or audiobook or order it from Amazon.
I love audiobooks.
Hard copy.
I'm a big believer in the audiobook series.
Yeah. So when you start with the audiobook, you get already a really good insight in how you can get like an overall clearing of many areas in your life. That is like a full-blown spectrum clearing. Then you can go into detail, and you can go with the Atana Method online class, where you can get into the online class.
Okay.
Then you can go with the mantras, and you can start going into the mantras. Then you can go into the weekly energy updates. They are basically one-ments, where I support energetically the people step into their own power, claiming their own power back. It's basically like a super powerful energy shower on steroids, you know, and all of a sudden you're going to be like super clear, aligned with your system, aligned with your purpose. And I should not say steroids because that's like not a healthy thought.
But yeah, right.
Really, yeah, it's really like amplified.
So we start with our positive attitude, patience. Will be helping us. We want to help ourselves to breathe. And then the mantras, which are the power phrases, affirmations, and basically go ahead and just start with the book and give ourselves that clear understanding before we sign up with the online class and then move on with the 1 minute. Understand?
You got it.
I'm at a good start, so I'm going to go ahead and break it for commercial, but please stay with us and join us for the next segment of Let's Talk Healing.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Good afternoon, and I want to welcome you back to Let's Talk Healing. With me, I have Atana, and I also want to introduce our next segment with Saber. Saber, would you say hi to all the listeners?
Hello, everybody. I love you. How are you doing today?
We are so happy to have Saber with us. And her and Atana is working on her skills as well. So she has a tool belt that is a little bit more arranged than myself. So I think she'll bring to us an insider look, and I would like to turn it over to her to give us some input on how she uses the tools.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's nice to talk with you. Atana, hey man, how are you?
Hello, wonderful being. I'm excellent.
Hey.
Ready for transformation.
Woo, let's transform.
We're positive, we're patient, we're transforming.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump right into the prosperity mantra and how it's really helped me change my life. And I had a couple of questions. Even after all these years using these amazing tools that Atana has presented to me and to the world, I know there's even more that I can learn. So, Atana, I was doing the mantra the other day, the Omahare, and that's O-M-A-H-A-R-A, or R-E. And we love it around the house. My son, one of my sons actually plays it and dances to it, and he's 4. And so my question is, what do you do when you're part of a team, whether it's a female-male team, whether it's a best friend team, whether it's a work situation where you are practicing and being part of the mantra with all of your heart and mind, and your other teammates are not. How do you maneuver that, and what would you have to say about that?
Well, first of all, I'm going to see if the other group is very aggressive and controlling, and then I would make it look like I'm conforming to what they do. And if they're nice and friendly, then I can present who I am, what I'm doing, and say, look, this is what I like to do. But I'm like not going to, you know, even force it on people either, what I'm doing, because I rather often, I lived in environments where I couldn't really share who I am or what I'm doing, because they were not on the wavelength to even understood. They were so trained to look at what is different as it's challenging for them, that I could only really do this by myself. When I retreated, I would do my energy works, my chantings. Even when I tried different religions out, I would do this more likely for myself, you know. And when they're too fanatic, then I kind of like stay away. And, you know, there's different groups on the planet wherever you go, and everybody thinks they have figured it out. And in to all ages, they felt and sensed that they figured it out. And every next probably couple of years, there's another religion that's going to come up with their own truth. And, you know, religion is a good, it's a good crutch for people to have if they don't have their own inner connection. But it's also, there's some truth in it, and there's beauty in it, because a lot of people feel safe when they have community, when they have the hurt connection, you know. And we are herd, like pack beings, you know. We need the collective, we need groups, we are social beings. We do need to have different groups that we can associate to.
Power in the packs.
That's amazing. And I just want to say thank you, Atana, because I have a pretty good handle on my life, and the one part of it that I do have trouble with, or that I'm growing still, is finances and prosperity. And I have trouble receiving. I give, and even at this point in my life, after all I've learned, I have trouble receiving. And the prosperity mantras and all of the mantras, the prosperity healing mantras as well, have really turned that thought process, that energy process around, where I see the infinity symbol, and the infinity symbol starts out with the giving, and then it crosses over to the other side, to the receiving. And I notice that if you're not giving and receiving in balance, that this infinity symbol is basically broken. The energetic pulse is gone. And it's such a powerful tool to have, and I will be eternally grateful for you teaching that to me. Now I'm trying to get the other people in my life to understand this more, because it is important for us to have our loved ones growing with us as well. So thank you for that tool, Atana.
Oh, well, thank you. I remember when the Om Hari mantras came out, the first links I think I sent you, and
yes.
And the first thing that you do, and I really appreciate that, you run it by your children, because your children are crystal beings. And
yes.
They give you immediately feedback, and I knew it's a good one. It's a good one, because
yes.
you have these feedbacks, these resonance frequencies coming from your life that give me also, you know, support me recognizing also how did I hit the nerve, you know, is that really resonating with all ages? Is that resonating with all frequencies? Because the Om Hari, the Om A-H-A-R-E, is really, it's clearing. The Om Hari mantras, the second set of mantras, are the one that bring in true, real prosperity, regardless where you're at and whatever situation or position you're in. It brings in it funnels in prosperity. It transforms obstacles. It brings in the frequency of prosperity. And the Hari mantras, the Om Hari mantras, they bring these frequencies in regardless where you're at. The Om Hari, it's clearing the space, like a palate cleanser, like, you know, like when you have essential oils and you take the coffee beans, you smell the coffee beans, it literally cleanses the palate. And the Om Hari, the prosperity healing mantras, the Om Hari, Om Hari, Om, these are the mantras that are bringing in prosperity and removing obstacles.
It's awesome. Sorry, Jody, go ahead, honey.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that is there what I guess you were speaking about, and I have this problem too, even though I have not made it to the leadership portion. I am a helper. I think giving helps you more than the person that you're helping. It's more help for you to help others, and I get stuck with giving, and it's hard to receive because I'm never, you know, in that seat, or I put myself out of that seat by not listening. And as Atana was saying earlier, you know, bringing that listening, bringing that patience in before you start, before you read. I had a friend say to me once, she said, you know, you can help everyone, but if you're spread too thin, you're not, you know, being patient and waiting for, you know, who you're supposed to help. What if you miss that very person that you were set to help because you were distracted by helping people mm-hmm. that wasn't set in your path? And it had such an impact on me because I was like, okay, yeah, you know, how many times have I helped people? Not saying that, you know, hey, they were unappreciative and I would never do it again, but I used so much energy in paths that I didn't belong. Instead of, you know, having that patience and waiting for the person that I was supposed to help and receive from as well. And so it sounds like this portion of it brings you to using that listening and patience in the right ways.
That's nice. Thank you for bringing us back on topic. I appreciate it. Well, especially with the giving and the receiving, I love that you bring that up, and thank you for reminding me, because the giving and the receiving is literally the inhale and the exhale. And in prosperity, it's beautiful, because when I utilize prosperity mantras and prosperity crystals, specifically citrines, the ones that I work with and I charge and align with the people, they remind me constantly of the inhale and the exhale. Because when we overextend, we are basically taken away from ourselves. And when we take away from ourselves, that means we're still dealing with not feeling that we are more worth or as worthy as everyone else on the planet. And it doesn't matter. And I know you're working with a lot of people and you're doing good work, Saber. That's why people want your attention and want your presence. But at the same time, you know, this is a business, and as a business, you can also say, look, how more demand, how better for me as a business. But then you're such a spiritual being that you also see the need, and you have a compassion level that says, well, I see really that person is in need, and then you really want to give more, right?
And thank you. You can't stop. Donna. It's addictive. It's very addictive.
Yes.
Take a commercial break. I'm really interested, especially in covering this next topic, hopefully with the crystals, because I would love to hear all about the work. I'm not that, you know, in tune with that particular topic yet. So I am ready to learn about this crystal, and we look forward to bringing our audience back with us, and we'll see you after the commercial.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Good afternoon, listeners. I just want to welcome you back to our show, Let's Talk Healing, with Atana Saber and myself, Jody Lynn. We have discovered so many topics today, and I'm hoping that we can help you beginners start your journey. Check out Atana's website. That's ATANA method.com. You can go to YouTube. As he was saying, you know, bringing in that positive energy, listening, patience, go ahead and check out his book. And then you can join the classes, and Saber is a leader as well. She has moved on with the power mantras. And in the middle of all this conversation, crystals came out. And as for myself, I am intrigued. I see the jewelry line. I see the crystals. And could you explain to us, Atana, what connection that has between now that we have started the classes, we've started our journey? How does this help us? What are these crystals? Can you help me?
Yes. Yes, thank you. I love hearing your talk, so don't stop. It's great. I love to listen. So
thank you.
Yes, I can help you. I can. So how about this? The crystals, after you did all this, you did the book, you did the mantras, breathing, attitude, book, etc., and the classes. The next thing is how to maintain that frequency. Of course, you're going to go with your diet. You're going to change your diet a little bit, clean up your diet, don't eat so much junk food. If you have no other way, do the junk food, bless your food at least, energize it so that you can bring it back to the original frequency. Then you want to have an environment that is actually energetically supporting your progress and your consciousness and your growth. So the citrines or crystals, they help you actually, like a frequency generator, they're actually helping you to maintain the frequency of progress. And some people think, well, how could that be? think about it as a radio station that you have. Think about okay. the radio station that you're, the music that's running on that radio station. Think about you hate heavy metal and you're having running heavy metal all day long, but you hate it. So that's okay. like when you live in an environment that you don't like. And when you live in, and think about it, you're running really nice chill and spa music, and it's totally relaxing, and you're listening to all kinds of Enya and beautiful bird sounds and ocean wave sounds. That's when you live in an environment that you really like. So consider yourself now living in an environment that you really, let's say people are in a crisis. Economically, they can't afford to live in a really nice house right now. But they're living, let's say, somewhere where they have to live and they can just barely afford it and make it happen to pay the rent. So okay. crystals basically help you in that environment to have constantly a high frequency, a higher vibration where you can maintain higher and better thoughts where you don't feel depressed. So if you look like, if you have to live like, let's say, in the Bombay slums, and you have constantly these crystals around you, they help you keep uh-huh. the energy up, and you can stay in a healthy thought process environment until you find your way back to prosperity and health and wellness and success, until you can afford to buy yourself a house somewhere else or a farm or whatever you need. And these crystals, they help you, specifically when I give you an insight. And you can also get yourself like a book of stones and look up what you need for a stone so that you can utilize the tools. What I'm promoting is not necessarily so much my stone, even though I have my own crystal store. But
I thought I'd seen your store. So I was like, maybe is there a certain crystal that, you know, brings this high frequency? Is it any gem? You know, when this book of stones, I assume that's going to.
They call me the crystal, the citrine king in Brazil when I go into these mines, because I do love working with citrines. Citrine energy is just, it's just amazing. The citrines, you can get a citrine stone. You can order it. You can look it up. You can get citrine about anywhere. But I love to work with these different quality stones that have different support aspects for our lives. So you can get, you know, something that supports your grounding, something that supports your feeling, something that supports your creativity, relationships, happiness, joy. Even when people depress, there are stones for that. There's about a stone for any ailment. So people say, well, I have never heard about this. And people are afraid that they say, well, I don't want to get into something that I know what it is. That I teach that also in the Atana Method class, in the online class. I'm teaching about gemstones.
That's what I was hoping. Yeah. I'm thinking, boy, even if I read this book, I would want your perspective. And it sounds like Saber as well, as she was saying with her work. She has, is it a charm? Is it a necklace? Affinity? Like, there's the crystals, and then am I understanding there's jewelry as well, or some type of symbol that helps you, reminds you? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I have a plethora of crystals now, compliments okay. Mr. Atana, awesome guy. But I would like to say, to start off, that I really didn't get it. You know, how is
that? Sounds like a very cool journey, by the way. Finding crystals sounds like a really fun journey.
Yeah.
Thank you. How is this inanimate object, what I thought was an adamant object, going to help me on my journey? And Atana okay. was a wonderful teacher, helping me to understand that this crystal being, they're actual beings. They have a consciousness, and it's not the consciousness that you and I may think of, you know, talking to each other like in a coffee shop or things like that. It's like this subliminal support that is always happening. And it's really interesting. Crystals are in all computers. Computers run because of crystals. They hold information. They emit information. And so why wouldn't you purchased a crystal from Atana that has been downloaded with his amazing energy, with his amazing wisdom, as well as Mother Earth's wisdom, and place it in your home, place it on your body, place it in your children's book bags, whatever it is. We have had such success with Atana's crystals. I could go on and on all day about stories. A friend of mine who's a big-time realtor, there was a little slump in the market the past couple of months, and I gave him one of Atana's citrines. He put it in the best corner possible, and Atana Method teaches about that too, the home and where things are best placed. And he had a stellar month, the best month he's had in years. And so that crystal taught him that there's more to this third dimensional reality that we're living in, and to be open. And now he's asking who Atana is and where do I learn more. And it was just because of this cute little yellow crystal sitting on his desk in the left side of his house. So it's just an amazing journey, and crystals should definitely be part of it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for supporting that.
Well, I think it's a great journey. I can't wait to hear a little bit more about it. We're going to have to cut to a commercial. But please stay with us, listeners, to hear more about Let's Talk Healing. I'm sure we can get you started, get you on your way, and Atana will teach you his methods, give you his tools. Check out his website. Check out the YouTube, ATANAMethod.com. We look forward to hearing from you when we come back.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
Hi, welcome back. Let's Talk Healing. I'm Jody Lynn. I'm your host. I have Atana and Saber, and we are talking about the basics all the way up to a little bit more experience. We talked about how you can get the books, definitely to give it that start, get to the YouTube, get to Atana's website, ATANAMethod.com. Now we covered a little bit on the crystals and how to tune in with that, using that frequency generator, if you will. So as we discussed earlier, Atana, you said to go ahead, get the book, sign up online, get that under our belt. Then we're going to be covering the mantras and the energy update, where that's the 1 minute. So I assume 1 minute being the grand finale of continuing your journey of self-sustaining that journey. Tell me a little bit about 1 minute.
Well, and also I wanted to go a little bit further into the crystals before I go there.
Oh, yes.
I'm doing the sessions often in my healing center, and then I'm walking into the front where the crystal store is, and often people come in and there is like couples where the woman or one of the couple's part, they know about crystals, and the other part is like a skeptic or so, you know. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Here comes this woman in, like she said, oh, I wanted to come to your crystal classes every Friday, and I just missed out on the ones when you started. I want to come to the next one. And now her boyfriend, he was a skeptic. He says, well, you know what? I mean, I don't really believe in this. I'm just here because she likes it. And I said, well, that's good. Everybody started as a skeptic somewhere. And he said, well, can you do me a favor and explain to me how crystals work? Like, I just don't understand how they have even energy. I don't feel any energy. How can they have energy?
And I gave him that has to be a conundrum, right?
Yeah,
you think it, therefore you exist. And if he doesn't even, really understand the concept, now you're explaining crystals, that definitely is a wonderful start, but how do you approach that situation?
Well, here's how I approached it. It was very interesting because I actually did a different approach than I usually do. Usually I want the people to actually feel the energy, but in this case I gave them an intellectual experience or an intellectual explanation for it. And I say, consider it as we have everything in us. consider yourself a powerful being that has everything, every emotion, every access, everything already embedded. Now consider the crystal as being a key. With the key of the crystal, you're unlocking each potential that the crystal's quality has, basically, or reflects. So let's say this crystal activates happiness. Then the key that the crystal fits into unlocks that quality in your life. So if there's prosperity, it's not necessarily that the stone brings you the prosperity. It activates your prosperity that you have inside of you that was blocked or that you couldn't access. And the crystals are like an access code. With the right access code, you're unlocking your inner potential. And the guy was like, he was flabbergasted. He said, that totally makes sense. I totally get it. You know, and can you imagine you have...
Isn't that nice to see that?
I'm sure it always is. Go ahead.
I've always thought, you know, when I've dealt with the public quite a bit, and when you have somebody who comes in and I kind of like when they question you or are thinking for themselves because, you know, you're not trying to convert them. You're not trying to do anything but give them these tools. And sometimes we can take things. But sometimes, you know, some people are always hesitant because they're, you know, what's behind that? What are they trying to do? Are they trying to trick me? Are they trying to make me believe things?
Yeah, absolutely right, yeah.
And it's just such a great approach that you gave him something that he could understand it by, not your words being put into his mind about what they are.
I'm not offended by it either because, you know, I can appreciate an investigative mind that really wants to know instead of somebody that's just saying, no. And I don't want to convince anybody either. I'm just sharing my experiences. It's more like, hey, if it works for me, it might work for you. If it doesn't, you know, just do something else. If a marathon run helps you more, just run a marathon. If it helps for you to just sleep 8 hours, sleep 8 hours. If it helps for you to take an antibiotic, whatever helps. But my first intention is I want to support you.
And I think, too, I don't know how, you know, doctors and things as such. I've had some medical problems before, and I noticed one doctor in particular who I took to, he's very informative and things as such. I ask questions. I'm a question-oriented person. That's how I arrange my world. And I found that, you know, when I would go to certain care providers and ask questions, they would get aggravated with you. You know, like you are not special enough to be explained.
That's ridiculous.
You're trying to say. And he said to me, and it was probably one of the better words of wisdom that I received, he said, you know, if a doctor is not willing to answer your questions, it's not because you're aggravating them. It's because they don't understand it well themselves. If anyone understands,
they're
more than happy
to
explain.
So. They actually don't have the time to do so.
Absolutely. You are put in a time crunch for, you know, those few minutes. And so I love the way that you approached it. I like to hear. You know, when someone knows what they're talking about, there's no question that's off limits because you're comfortable with what you're saying, what you're doing, who you are.
And
may I add something? Yes, thank
Absolutely.
You. May I add something, please? I just wanted to say, in reference to the medical comment, that there's many loving doctors and nurses that work tirelessly for us, and a lot of them are feeling like us, that we are needing more. We're looking to each other at the hospitals and at the doctor's offices for more support. And the point that I'm trying to get to is that everyone wants to be heard. Everyone's soul is wanting to be heard right now. And I can say with all certainty within my soul and my heart that Atana was one of the first teachers that I've ever had and mentors and now brother. Me that I really felt like I was being heard, And even when he wasn't directly speaking to me, if I was taking his class or reading his books or listening to his mantras, I felt like I was being heard on so many different levels that the divine,
so important,
the goddess,
so important,
the gods are here listening. Some of us can hear them and some of us can't, but it is okay that we're being heard. And Atana has really just blown that out of the water. I'm so proud of you, Atana, with what you've accomplished with all of your classes and CDs and books. And way to go, man. Seriously, I would not hesitate to get online.
Oh,
right,
my God. Did you just say TVs? Remember, I was flown into Las Vegas a couple months back, and people wanted to play a prank on me. And they either thought I'm probably going to walk out there right away, but I stayed the whole time and played with them. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Sooner or later, it's going to come out somewhere in some prank video or prank movie. That's going to be intense. I'm not hesitating to, even if you want to play a prank, I'm going to listen to you. Because I respect every expression in this universe. And you know, Saber, you're one of these beings that truly has that unconditional love in your heart too. And one of the reasons why you give more is because you are filled with this immense compassion. When people come to you, you're not just a professional practitioner anymore. You are the energy of compassion. And when that happens, the people, and I didn't like what I saw sometimes, because people took advantage of you giving them too much of your time, and you got a really good handle on it now. You're getting like super, super good in it, where you just say, hey, this is about how far I can go before I take away from my children, myself, my marriage, my free time. You know, your free time is as valuable as everybody's free time, or everybody's suffering as well, because you need to also have self-care. And
absolutely.
I really appreciate seeing that, how even you balancing that, you know. And often compassion is also demonstrated by having compassion for yourself, because if you want to serve as a practitioner, as a healer, as a therapist, you have to learn to create these healthy boundaries compassionately.
Yes.
And I think that that's what we're so separated from. And, you know, you're taught that the more you do, whether it's productive or not, is the better thing to do in society. That's what they look at. You know, you're busy. You're always busy. So you must be good, and things like that. So I know, especially in starting business and whatnot, you don't balance right away. You don't learn it. And it sounds like here, coming through the these methods, that you teach that right away to be able to be the most effective. And it sounds like Saber has definitely learned from that and is moving in the right direction. Do you feel like that is the truth, Saber? Like you've learned this balancing method and it's done well by you to be able to love unconditionally and practice?
I have to say that wholeheartedly, I have never felt more love in my heart ever. It is there when I wake up, and I know the world is hard, and I know that I may run into static during the day and stresses. That's what Earth is. It's a teaching tool. It's a stressful place, but it helps us become who we really are. And, man, I tell you, Atana's method and his friendship and mentorship, and now a colleague of mine, has helped me achieve that so fast and beautifully. I love who I am today. And 10 years ago, when I first started on this journey, I did not love myself. I could not look at myself in the mirror and stare into my eyeballs without getting, you know, upset or worried or anxious. And now I'm looking at myself all day long in the mirror saying, I love you. You're amazing. And that, to some people, might think, you know, that's ego. But no, that is the way you are supposed to feel about yourself. You are supposed to feel love, unconditional love, not only for others, but for yourself. And then when you have that, right. you just spread it around all day long. And then you're teaching, you know, if you have children, best friends, neighbors, your animals are in, the, I mean, whoever, you're teaching this wherever you go, whether you're in the line at the supermarket, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be in this teaching format. A smile can cure anyone. Love can cure anyone. And Atana taught me that at the core. And it's amazing. Thank you, Atana. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Everybody who meets you, it's like, oh, my God. Who is
Oh, my
Ava?
God. Oh, my God.
What is she doing? You know? I mean, I remember you coming into the crystal store and the girl that was working in the crystal store, Maddie at that time, she was like, oh, my God, this is the most amazing human being. She was like, everybody in this store is like, you know, and everybody around you is gravitating towards you because you have such an amazing attitude. At the same time, what I really like, you have no, you take no bullshit, you know, and you're really going out there and you're saying, look, hey, this is what I'm feeling. I don't agree with this. This is okay. And I like, say, about how you over the years, because I know you live in the Bible Belt, how you, first of all, you start to flow with the people, and then more and more you started to say, look, this is your opinion. I don't agree with this. We still can be friends. It's fine. No worries. You know, and often I recognize actually that the other part is not really fully understanding it because they are not really open-minded enough to go there. But I like that you give them an opportunity. And in the past, you went with them and you saw how really sick they are because they couldn't even open their mind to it. But now you're also having this no bullshit attitude, and you're also going into the compassion where you say, look, but you could see it from that angle and it would be perfectly fine, you know?
Thank you. Well, you taught me about not judging people. And I really, you know, yes, I understood what judgment is, but I didn't understand all of the facets and all of the levels of judgment there are and how compounded they are all around us from all outlets all day long. And your classes really taught me that not only just the energy, but people and animals and just the environment, how that can stress you out and put judgment on you. And so, again, just learning how to come from a place of love and non-judgment, which you've taught me, has changed my life tremendously. And now I'm teaching my kids the same thing. So there's two warriors, my senseis, you know, that are being taught daily with your wisdom and also God's wisdom and the angels' wisdom. It's going to go through the system and through my children and through their children. And what a gift. You don't have to worry about getting anything from me for my birthday, Tana. You just gave me the best gift ever, so don't worry about it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, beautiful being.
You know, we kind of keep mentioning animals, and I kind of have this really funny story, and I want to get your guys' thoughts for the closing, of course, because, you know, we've covered a little bit of everything, but hopefully as we progress and, you know, how the earth and animals, intertwine, I'm sure we'll be getting into that more. But I was reading this story about a runaway cow. This cow wanted to avoid captivity, right? For weeks, this cow, it basically escaped from a truck. The truck was taken from a farm, and it was on its way to being transported to the slaughterhouse. And it basically started tricking the searchers. It swam from an island to another island, eventually, I think it was maybe a week or so, it was still defending its life to freedom, I guess, as you can say. So it was valued about $1,500, and it took, finally, you know, they started closing in on it. It took a few hours, three shots of sedative, and then it was put on the truck, but it died apparently from stress. If that is not a clear picture of not even, you know, our stresses, but now you have an animal, and, you know, people say animals don't have feelings or, you know, whatever mm-hmm. that may be. It's being taken from this peaceful farm to the slaughterhouse, and it has the wherewithal to know that it's not good wherever it's going, and, you know, it escapes its life of and tries to gain its freedom, only to be captured and die from this stress.
I would like
your word
to know,
there.
I would like to know what the name of the cow is, and I would like to declare this cow as my hero for today.
Yes,
absolutely. It's a red limousine beef cow. I don't think it gave it its name, but, you know.
Well,
let's give him a name.
The hero cow, the conscious cow.
Hero cow. Well, closing out today, I just wanted to leave, you know, everybody with a thought, and hopefully you'll come, listeners, and join us next week as we keep exploring this healing way, healing journey with a lovely teacher, and it is my honor to work with him and Saber, Atana, and you can go to his website, www.atanamethod.com, YouTube, and I'd like for you guys to close us out and say goodbye to our listeners and thank them.
I love you, listeners. I love you. I love you, and I love you. Remember that you're being loved.
I love you, Saber, too, everybody. Oh, my gosh. I love you so much from the bottom of my heart, and I'm thinking about you, sending you love, and I hope that you check out Atana's website and get the healing that you deserve. And it's your divine right to do it. So get on it and start healing today.
Thank you so much, listeners. We look forward to talking more next week. And come join us. Thank you.